I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Many people across the state woke up to some chilly weather this morning. Atlanta and parts of north and west Georgia were under a freeze warning overnight. Meteorologist Brian Lynn says to expect low temperatures in the 30s for those areas over the next few days.
This is November 1st. Technically, we are in the cool season at this point. You know, and you can get transitional weather for sure. Well, you get a period of warm weather, the cold front comes through like it just did. It was a strong one.
Temperatures will likely be warmer in middle, southern, and coastal Georgia over the next few days. Well, more Georgians could get access to health insurance through a new proposal announced by Governor Brian Kemp Thursday. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the Georgia Access Program.
If the federal government approves it, Georgia Access would create a reinsurance program outside of the Affordable Care Act. That means the state will reimburse insurance companies who cover people with high health care costs. Governor Brian Kemp.
According to our research and modeling, hundreds of thousands of Georgia families will see a reduction in their premiums, some upwards of double digits, depending on where you live and what type of coverage that you have.
The proposal would also allow Georgians to bypass the Affordable Care Act exchange and get insurance directly from companies and private brokers. Monday, Kemble announced the state's Medicaid waiver proposal. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Crews on the Georgia coast are placing rocks along the hull of the Golden Ray, that capsized container ship in St. Simons Island Sound. GPB's Emily Jones reports it's an effort to keep the ship stable.
The Golden Ray is sitting on its side in the water. High currents are eroding the sand all around the hull of the ship. Coast Guard Commander Norm Witt says that means the vessel is sitting on an ever-shrinking pedestal.
If you're only supporting the all of the weight in the center, you start to get flex on either side, drooping, if you will. And so that creates stresses on the structure.
If that stress continues, it could eventually separate welded parts of the ship. Witt says the blanket of rocks to slow erosion is one step in the effort to limit environmental impacts until the Golden Ray can be removed. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Tyler Perry's new Atlanta studio will host the 2019 Miss Universe competition. The Atlanta-based actor and director opened his 330-acre studio earlier this month on the grounds of the former military base at Fort McPherson. The studio will host the televised competition in which women from more than 90 countries compete for the crown of Miss Universe. The three-hour show, hosted by Steve Harvey, will be broadcast live on Fox on December 8th. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks dropped their third straight game last night, losing to the Miami Heat 106-97. Their next game is Tuesday when they host the San Antonio Spurs at State Farm Arena. And more than 60,000 people have signed an online petition asking the Atlanta Braves to keep the divisive Tomahawk Chop celebration. This comes after Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who's a member of the Cherokee Nation, complained about the chant last month, calling it disrespectful. The Braves say they plan to reevaluate the tradition during the offseason. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.